Hello, everybody, and welcome back to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a Slice of Life. I'm Shiloh, and today I'm here with Yannick, who will be competing in Estilal 2025 with his song Frozen. So, hi.
Hey,
How are you doing today?
I'm all right actually. Well, this morning started a bit weird. Like I was really sick, and then but then I remembered in the afternoon about 3:30 when I was in bed just suffering, thinking, God, I've got this interview today. I better recover. So here I am. I managed to have a nice gym session just right before.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. So let's start off with a little kind of icebreaker. So I'm in the US, but most of the people on the site with me are in the UK, and so this is their favorite question to ask national final artists. Do you have a favorite biscuit?
A favorite biscuit. I'm actually I am a sweet tooth, and I wouldn't say I'm a massive biscuit person, but if I would choose one, that would be a Domino. And Domino is like an Oreo, but the Finnish version of it. And I think it's a better version.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. So they tell me to ask this question, and I never know what the
Well, fair enough. But yeah, Domino, I don't know why it's better, but it just tastes better, I guess.
Sure. All right. So, down to business. For any of our viewers who might not know you, can you tell us about yourself and what your music career has been like so far?
Sure. So I'm Yannick, and currently, actually, I live in the UK most of my time because I moved there in 2014, so just over 10 years ago to study music. And when I graduated from music, I moved to Melbourne, Australia, where I did a gap year and somehow ended up working in finance. So after that, I just came back to London and I started an office job. And currently, I work at an investment firm where I've been working now for over 3 years. Before that, I've been doing a couple of other things, but music has always been somewhere there in the background, and I was always doing it, mainly just recording some stuff, but wasn't really going out there as much, performing as before. But my career started with Estonian Idol back in 2012. So I competed in the same year when we had Elina Born, Rasmus Randve, and Karl-Erik Daukar. So it was a very competitive and strong year. So that's where I got the hype, and I thought, like, you know what? You've got this. God has given you the voice, and you have to do it. But somehow, I think as you grow older and then you travel the world, priorities can change sometimes. And also, we had the pandemic just very recently, and I think it had been an obstacle for me personally. But up until over 2 years ago, where I said to myself, you know what? I'm tired of not knowing what I want from my life. And so I just decided to write a song with Moreland. And so we did compete in Estilal 2 years ago. And that was, I think, one of the biggest steps in my music career so far. And then after that, we had a year's break. And here I am again with the song Frozen.
Now you're back. So, how has your life changed since participating in Estilal 2023? And what was your experience in 2023 like?
I think my life changed a lot. So I think I was nearing the quarter life crisis at that point. And I feel like Estilal happened right, like at the right time when I needed it most, because I feel every person in the world experiences this sort of dark part of their life at one point. And I think Estilal has been the light at the end of the tunnel for me. So it had ignited a lot of hope in me, and also gave me a lot of new perspectives on things. And I feel like I started being more driven than I used to before. So I think that's my takeaway from it. And then talking about experience as the competition, it was great. I met a lot of good artists, and it was quite fun to firstly get to know new people, but also meet people that I already knew from years back, because somehow some of us maybe studied in the same music college before, or we've met in the corridors of the Estonian Idol audition. So I guess that was the nice part of it, because Estonia is such a small country. It's just 1.3 million people, so it's very easy to know everyone. And I think it's so funny to say that I think most people here are famous. So I feel like our TV stations, they focus a lot on personal stories. So even today, when I was feeling sick and watching Estonian television, they always try and make an effort to talk about different people that live in our country. Somebody that's got a coffee shop, or somebody that lives in Miami, has a business running out there. And so I feel like everyone had their own airtime, which is quite funny, I think. Whereas when I live in the UK, then you watch the news and it's all the depressing stuff, like the wars and the all sorts of discriminations and stuff. So I, in some ways, I kind of appreciate the peace that I experience back home, because it's a lot more personable and people-centered in this country. But yeah, it's still always been fun, and I think the placement was great as well. The whole experience. So, and I think this time we've got a more, maybe even more exciting song with more possibilities. So I'm very looking forward to it.
Yeah. And so what made you decide to come back this year?
Why did I decide to come back?
Yeah.
I guess I missed the what I experienced in 2023, and I think there's been some things that I learned from as well that I would like to do better this time, because I think you never stop growing as an artist or even as a person. And I think a year's break was a good time to reflect and think about what should I do next. So I think Song Frozen was born at the right time, and I think this is the right time for me to be in the competition again.
And so you're working with Marlund again, who also collaborated with you on House of Glass. So how did that partnership start? How did you guys meet each other?
Well, I think something quite sad happened in my life, and that's why I reached out to him. So I used to have a really talented producer back in the UK that I worked with, but unfortunately, in early 2022, he took his own life. So unfortunately, some of the projects were left on his hard drive, which means they were irrecoverable. So, but also, the most I think weirdest thing about it was that we wrote a lot of songs that were about life and mental health. And I think there was that one song that we wrote that is really close to my heart, and we never actually released it, and is still in just in my kind of demo folder. So yeah, I was quite taken aback by that, because it really gave me a new perspective on things, and especially mental health, because we really do not know what people are going through. Because to me, he seemed like a very, very happy, talented person who's been extremely outgoing. He's been playing in different bands, DJing, and being a sound engineer, being a producer. He's been doing so many great things. So for me, it was a shocker that something like that happened to him. But you know, it just taught me to appreciate my life, and also be present, which is very important, I think. But yeah, it kind of made me quite low and sad, and I think I kind of given up on my music career at that point. But then a couple of months passed, and I thought, you know what, he would have wanted me to keep going, because he really enjoyed doing stuff with me, and he knew that I had the voice to do that, had the talent. So maybe in desperation, I just reached out to a couple of people, most of whom responded back, but I guess we were trying to work out whether we are a good fit to work with each other. Whereas Morland, when I reached out to him, He came back to me almost instantly and saying that, you know what, I actually live down in Brighton and you're in London, so we should meet up and write something. So he was really excited about working together because he loved the demos that we made with my friend. So I traveled down and I've met him and House of Glass was born and we became really nice, like really good friends as well. Like I don't know what it is, but we just get along and we love good music, good melodies, and I really hope that this cooperation will continue beyond Estilal as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, I'm really sorry that that happened with your producer. But it does sound like you got a really good partnership out of that in the end, so.
Yes, I do agree that everything bad that happens, there's always a good start to something else. So when I turned 30 back in June, I wrote out myself quite a few bullet points, what I've learned from my 20s. And one of the points was to say that sometimes people leave us in order for us to have some new opportunities. So I guess I took it this way. And I think it's a beautiful thing, if I'm honest with you, because I do think it's somehow a beautiful continuation to somebody's memory, even though they're not with us anymore.
So let's talk about your song a little bit. So, what is Frozen about?
Well, Frozen, I think many people can find their own meaning by listening to it, reading the lyrics. To me personally, it's about the emotional state that you experience when somebody perhaps is no longer in your life that you used to really care for and you really deeply love to them. So it's that sort of emotional state, and I wouldn't want to say that Frozen is a sort of a call for help, negative and a sad song. On the contrary, I'd like to say that I think it's a positive song. And you know why? Because I think when sad things happen to us in our lives, we tend to withdraw. We don't go out with friends as much as we used to. We don't do, I guess, the pleasurable things we used to do. We probably stall with our progress at work. And in that moment, it's okay, but there is a risk of getting lost in that for too long. And I think Frozen is just a song to encourage people to let those emotions out. So, this song, you probably heard the last chorus, it shouts out those emotions. And I think a lot of people need to find that moment when they actually can talk to someone about how they feel. And I always found that speaking to strangers is the easiest way. Like, if you can't speak to your family, then find somebody who you don't really know much, but who will listen to you, because actually, I don't think they will judge you as much as your close friends or your family would. And who knows, they might give you a completely different perspective of things. So that's what's Frozen about. And I want people to know that whatever they're going through, they're not alone in this, and it's okay to feel this way, and it will get better.
Yeah, that's really great. So, is there anything that you can tell us about the live performance coming up, or are all those details a secret right now?
What can I say? Well, it's going to be very different to my performance from 2023, for sure. But probably all I can say for now is that I will be alone on stage again, but I will have four backing vocalists supporting me from from behind. And I can tell that even though for some reason, for some bizarre reason, Estilal is not sharing the visual of the stage, I think it looks freaking amazing. Like, I think it's gonna be like the best stage we've ever had. It literally looks like Eurovision, and I can't wait for people to see it.
That's great. So, have you listened to the other songs at all?
I have, but the funny thing is, like, I actually haven't listened to all of them thoroughly, but I know what they sound like. So if somebody played me a chorus of one song, I would know what it is. So So yeah, I kind of know them. There were some songs that I listened actually a couple of times, and not because they're on my playlist, but because they just happen to be in that algorithm and they just keep showing up. So I kind of have to listen to the songs of my competitors. But they're quite good songs, so why not?
Yeah. Is there anybody that you're really excited to be sharing the stage with? Anyone whose performance you're really looking forward to?
I don't even know. Eurovision and Istiklal is such a mysterious competition. They are mysterious competitions in some ways that you will hear a song on a track, like on Spotify or Apple Music, and the song might give you some strong emotions or it won't give you anything at all. So you just have to wait and see what's going to actually happen on stage. Because that was my emotion from 2 years ago. For example, I didn't think much of Alika's Bridges, but when I saw it live, I could resonate with it a lot more. And so did the Bedwetters song, for example, Monsters. So yeah, I can't tell, but I'm really looking forward to what everyone's got ready for the stage.
Yeah. So, did you watch Eurovision last year?
I did. I've been watching every year since maybe 2006.
Well, that's a long time.
That's a long time, yeah.
That's almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years, yeah, since I was like 10 or 11, yeah.
And so, did you have any favorite songs from last year?
I think Nemo has been my favorite from last year. I know there's been a rise of these, fun songs in Eurovision, which is quite cool, but I have a feeling that those songs are a little bit short-lived. And you know why? That's because they are fun in the moment, but maybe they lack the deep message that certain songs, such as Nemo's The Code, will have, or Loreen's Tattoo. So I think I appreciate Loreen and Nemo for longevity, because those would be the songs that I would be listening for a long time. But I still appreciate also the fun guys coming to Eurovision, because Eurovision shouldn't be all, the same, sad and, full of deep messages. It should be about everything and, most importantly, having fun on the night.
Yeah, that's great. I totally agree with that. If it was all the same, it wouldn't be interesting, right? So.
Not at all. And it's so funny that I would say just about 10 years ago, when we had the fun acts or joke acts, I wouldn't want to call them joke acts anymore, because I feel like those artists like Kadia and the guy who sings Europapa, and I think they took it seriously, whatever they were doing, and Baby Lasagna. So, but 10 years ago, I don't think those songs would have stood a chance, because people would normally just mock them and just ignore them. So it's just very fascinating to see how Eurovision has changed in all these years.
Yeah. So, what is on the horizon for you? Like, what are your next plans for your music career?
Oh, so you know what? This year of Estilal is so different, because I don't know what it was with House of Glass and what's the difference with this year, but I feel like I've got so much support from like the biggest people in this country, and it's been overwhelming in a good way. So there's been some real big producers that have already been to Eurovision a few times approaching me, wanting to work together. There's been ex-Eurovision artists and big artists in Estonia that have messaged me and sent me great comments about my song, and them, really, really like looking forward to my live performance and hoping that I will make it to the big stage in Eurovision. So I guess I'll just take one step at a time and see what happens after Eesti Laul. And I think I'm looking forward to just writing new music for the people and finally starting my music career.
Yeah. So this actually just occurred to me. So you don't do music as your day job right now. Do
No.
your coworkers know about this? How much do they know about what you're doing here? Like, have they like watched your performances, or are they completely clueless?
Well, last time when I got through to Estela with House of Glass, then I just mentioned that to my boss. And then obviously they've spread the word, everyone was super happy for me. They didn't even know that there was a thing like Estilal or, these massive competitions about, the country selecting their entry to go to Eurovision. So they actually organized like a little party in the office, and it's about 100 people. So there
That's
was
really
drinks.
sweet.
Yeah, there were drinks, there were snacks. They even gave me an album with legendary Eurovision songs. Loreen was on there. I was so happy about it. And then, yeah, they just wished me luck. And then I went to Estonia for a couple of months, and I'm still working there, and I'm doing just remote work. So last time they sent me away, and it was great. And they watched Estilal remotely from the boardroom. So. And it's the same this year. They know about Estilal. They will be watching, cheering for me. I actually have about, I think about 10 or 12 people coming from London
Oh, that's
to
great.
Estonia as well to watch the show. So I'm really looking forward to it, to seeing them. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've been living in the UK for a while now. What's your favorite thing about living there, and what's something that you miss about Estonia?
You know what? Last time when I came to Estonia, I kind of preferred being here a lot more. But this time around, I feel like I want to be in London a lot more. And I'll tell you why, because I feel like my life has changed quite a lot within these 2 years. And I think as you grow older, your friends become a lot busier. So I'm still a child inside. Like, I still need to be going out, hanging out, doing things. Like, I can't settle down. I don't want to settle down. But I think my friends have become that. So one of my friends became pregnant, another friend started doing like a lot of night shifts. Then another friend opened a new business line. So it's so much harder to do things. So people are less and less spontaneous. But also this time we don't have a semi-final. So in terms of preparation, we're preparing just for the final, whereas last time we had the semi-final. So I think I'm missing that bit, that there was a little bit more going on musically. But what I enjoy about London is the weather is better during winter. So you can go on long walks, and also everything seems to be open a lot later, and then you can find places on Sundays, and I think life never stops there. Like, it's always busy, and I kind of like that because it stimulates my brain and it makes me happy. Whereas Estonia during winter, it's a bit of a hit and miss. So it can be really cold, can be snowy, or just icy. So, for example, there's no snow at the moment. It all melted down, but it's really icy. So I just came back from the gym, and it was a struggle to go through the field, and the roads full of ice, because it's really hard. You're gonna slip, you're gonna fall, and I need to keep my bones safe for the show.
Right.
So I think that's the downside. But I think the food here is a lot better. The food is great in Estonia. If you ever come to Estonia, it's good. Really good supermarkets, the restaurants, everything, because it's a small country, which means that if you have a bad restaurant, the whole country will know about it. So you better do good.
Right.
It's so funny that you go to like a really nice, like a normal cheap restaurant, they will still make an effort to present the food in a way like it's a Michelin star restaurant. They will put all sorts of flower petals on there and stuff, all sorts of sauces, like drawings around your salad or whatever. So I think there's a massive focus on this. And also our nature is great as well. Like, in the UK, I mean, around London, there's hardly any forests or anything like that. And it's so much harder to get outside of the city if you needed the seaside or the forest or anything. Whereas in Estonia, everything's a lot closer. And obviously the family is here. So it's nice to be around family.
Yeah. So my last question that I have here is just, what would you like to say to anyone who is discovering your music for the first time through this year's Estilal?
Well, have some good ears. Listen to the melody, listen to the meaning. Because I think I'm an artist with a message, and I want my songs to mean something for people that listen to it. I want to help them. In some ways, I want to call myself like a singer therapist, if you
Okay.
like. Like, why people listen to music? I think there are a couple of reasons. Some people listen it for, just to lift their mood. They just, or I don't know, they're going to shower and they're bored, or they're washing dishes. They just want some music in the background. But then some people might be going through something tough in their life. And I think There should be artists that have a message for them, something that they've experienced and something that listeners can relate to. So I hope that you will find that among my music, and there will be a lot more music written for that in the future. So happy listening.
So, thank you so much again for taking the time to talk to me today. Where can people find you on social media? Where can people find your music if they want to support you?
Sure. So obviously, let's start with Instagram. So Yannick Music, Janek Music. Same username for TikTok. And obviously, just follow the Linktree link to find me on all other streaming services like YouTube Music or Spotify, Apple Music. So yeah, simple as that.
Yeah, well, it was really great to talk with you, and I really enjoyed your song last time. I really enjoyed your song this year, so I'm really excited to see you perform.
Cheers. Thank you so much.